worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time featuring Crisco.
It's hot, I'm sweating, and I didn't shower yet today, so please don't put your nose right there.
Mickey.
I'll go around the back door.
And Lazy E.
Fart.
It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
Mickey, wake up!
I don't want to.
Wake up, sleepyhead! It's time to do the podcast!
Fine.
There's a girl on this show?
You'd never know it sometimes.
I know.
Welcome to a freak accident. We are here to entertain you. Prepare yourselves for failure. I'm Crisco. That's Lazy E. That's Mickey. Mickey.
Okay, all right. Fine.
We actually texted her earlier today and said, oh, well, here's going to be the start time for the show. And she just started whining immediately.
And then you were late.
I was late because I was getting the show ready.
She turned into the sleeping emoji face while she was waiting for you to get it.
Did she?
I did, yeah.
It happened in real life.
Did the Z's come out of her head and everything like that?
She's a cartoon in real life.
I know. Look at the hair.
The website is afreakaccident.com, and if you want to reach out to us, you can do so via email at freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email about anything. Send us pictures of your dogs. We'll take that. Absolutely. Yeah. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. We'll start like a pet slideshow on the website. No, we won't. But send us whatever. That's what
okay, you pay us to do it, we'll do it.
Deep into the Christmas season here, you will find that the holiday themes running rampant through our podcast are continuing, right? It's Christmas until Christmas is over.
That was my line when you weren't here. It's Christmas till Christmas is over.
Okay.
But now, also Hanukkah and Kwanzaa. And what else is there? There's others, right?
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Christmas, and then there's Russian Christmas, Greek Christmas.
Some pagan holiday.
Yeah.
Which one's that?
I have no idea.
It's probably on the 26th.
How do you not know? You're from Salem.
She's not
do
a pirate.
You think I paid attention?
She's what? Not a pirate.
Pirate?
Yeah, pagan.
No, that doesn't work.
He's laughing and smiling.
So hard.
Yeah, he's looking at me like he's right. Yeah.
Peg in?
Yeah. No.
Pagan.
That's a stretch.
Yeah.
That's a very, very long stretch.
Pagan.
No. Give up.
Salem is like the pagan capital of the universe, though.
I think it's like Wiccan pagan.
That's the same thing, isn't it?
It's not, though. No.
Wait a minute. I thought Wiccan, that's the same crap as pagan, right?
No.
Wait, no. Pagan means like anything that's not. Like religious, right? That's like any.
No, you're thinking of atheist.
No, because pagan. No. Because like anything that's not following a certain dogma, right? So like if you have a dogma and someone is anti your dogma, then they would be pagan, right?
I have no idea.
You're supposed to know the answers
to
these
things.
No, I'm not. You're from Salem.
Doesn't matter.
You grew up around these people.
Doesn't matter. Yeah, and I ignored most of them.
I'm shocked.
This argument reminds me of one that me and Proofreader had the other day.
Uh-oh.
I was big into like the Monkees back when I was younger.
Like the band?
Yeah.
Okay.
The TV show. I started watching the TV show, got into the band, so I started listening to the songs, and then I heard I'm a Believer, and I just kept singing it. She got really mad at me, started yelling at me, and I couldn't tell if she was serious, but then I saw her face.
He's so proud of himself.
At this point, I make a game out of it in my head to try and predict where the terrible joke is going before he gets there.
Someone told me how to measure energy, and I said, what? I know, that one hurts.
You got to put a restrictor on this.
Wah, wah, wah.
Ohm! Thank you. Mickey, by the way, what?
No, I was going to, go ahead.
I was going to say, Mickey, I am so proud of you.
No.
I am so proud of you because you finally figured out how to use Google Drive, how to upload an audio file and save it and have it successfully transfer.
The one time we did our show.
Yeah, you did it.
Well, I did it, yeah.
Oh.
So no, I didn't.
Fine, compliment rescinded. Lazy E, I am so proud of you.
I sat there until it finished. I did.
That was like the picture in my head was the two of you just sitting there eating popcorn like you're at a movie theater and just staring at the progress bar as it
slowly
ticked up to 100.
So we all know that I'm not a math person. Are you, Crisco? I forget.
Nuclear engineering background, so no.
There's no math in that?
No,
I don't know.
None to speak of.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
Mickey, are you math? But I saw an equation. I honestly don't know if that involves
in
a lot
nuclear
of
engineering?
Uh-oh.
Science? No, math and science.
You dissect some animals? I don't know.
Right, you just lick the ground, and then somehow you're able to generate nuclear fission. Sure.
Ha, ha, ha. So, I saw an equation.
I do lick the ground, but that is irrelevant.
I saw an equation online that blew my mind.
Uh-oh.
2 + 2 = 4.
Probably.
Could never figure that out.
Still don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It equals 5, flat earth. But.
We've never been to the moon. Shut up, Steph Curry.
You gotta follow me with this one. It's not that hard of math. Okay.
Is hard of English, though.
Did I say hard of math?
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That I didn't even. I think I'm stroking. It's because I saw something with math and enjoyed it.
It's the caveman. It's still rubbing off on him.
But to keep it Christmas themed,
one rock, two rock, red rock, blue rock.
Red and green. We're keeping it Christmas themed. But so to keep it Christmas themed, imagine you got 78 presents on Christmas. Okay.
Okay.
78.
Why 78?
Just
do I live in Manhattan? Jeez.
Just. They're trinkets, but 78 presents. Now,
it's all the packing peanuts
really,
I gave you.
That's
there was way more than 78. I'll have you know.
That's only to set up the scene. The rest doesn't have to do with Christmas. 78 presents.
Oh God!
Now subtract your age from that.
My age.
Your age. Your age from 78.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how old I am.
I'll point out, this is also the first time we've all been on the show together since I've been 30. Mickey, how do I look? Do I look elderly?
You did before.
Okay. Ouch. So, 78.
Minus our age.
Minus your age. And add 40. What did you get?
78 minus your age and add 40.
Yeah. What'd you get? I already got your answer, but.
Thank you.
But go ahead.
Is 88.
The year you were born. Mine was 83.
Yeah, 86. Okay.
78 minus 35 plus 40, 83. That is insane. It works every time. And you know what made me mad about it? I enjoyed it at first, and then I'm like, somebody got a sick joy of figuring that out.
Yeah.
Somebody enjoys math so much. That they found out
well,
that equation.
It's a simple enough equation. It's you have a base number, add whatever age to it, and you get the year that you were born, and you just have to do a little bit of backwards math there, and you can figure it out.
But that still is way more work than I'd ever do with math. Like, that involves, hey, I have downtime. Let's have fun with math. Ugh.
My father-in-law does calculus to relax. Yeah, figure that one out.
So is that
here's the thing.
Before or after they take him out of the straitjacket?
Nuclear engineering requires a lot of math. I don't like math, though. I do not find it fun or relaxing having to go through it tediously line by line.
I wasn't good at it. I didn't like it. And it all started in seventh grade when this teacher, she favored all the football players. So she would just chat with them, put an example up on the board, and that was the end of class. And then I had to do a test.
How many of them was she sleeping with?
Probably a bunch. I mean,
she old?
No. No, she was a younger teacher.
That was happening.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't have surprised me, but it was like, if I had a question, it was like, I'm talking. And then I was like, and so I ended up in remedial math.
Man, why are math teachers always the worst? All my math teachers sucked, too.
Because they're miserable. Their life is math.
Yeah, right?
Their whole life is math.
Yeah.
I don't remember my math teachers.
That's probably because they were so bad they didn't leave an impression.
Probably.
You remember impressionable things. Even like me, for instance. You remember me.
No, I forget about you most of the time.
Not for good reasons. Not for good reasons, but you remember.
Yeah, it's like kind of like Dre. You never forget about Dre.
Right.
Who?
Right.
He'll kill you.
He probably will.
He's a doctor.
There's a reason he calls his headphones Beats.
Yeah. He beat you.
So, yeah. But
yeah, there's a little fun math equation to
play.
Yeah,
okay, so math teachers, email freaks@afreakaccident.com and tell us why you all suck so bad.
Or tell us why you don't, because I'd like to meet one that doesn't.
No, they definitely do, okay? So explain, defend yourself.
I would like to just try to hear one try to explain why they're cool and they're actually not.
You know what? That's going to be our next listener active. After we get through the one that we're going to do today, which is what is your strange Christmas tradition? We're going to get to that later on in the show. It was posted on our Facebook this week. Well, the next one we're going to ask is, why do all math teachers suck?
Or if you're a math teacher, why do you suck?
Yeah, right. Or defend yourself and why you've decided to suck so badly as a human being.
Let me tell you.
What is the correlation there? I'm endeavoring to find out.
I definitely know from years of broadcasting, one way to gain a lot of listeners and a lot of support is making fun of teachers.
No, this is different. Math teachers specifically. Everybody hates math teachers. That is just a fact. Like 2 + 2 = 4.
5.
Cannot. It is indisputable.
No, it isn't. What about new math?
No.
I don't even know what that is.
Talking about Common Core.
I don't even know what that means. I'm going to be honest. I just know core workouts. That's all I know.
You've really been hitting them hard too, haven't you?
Well, I'm working them up. I'm building the fat to build the muscle.
Okay.
Yeah,
cultivating mass.
Yeah. I'm trying to become Brock Lesnar.
Right.
Right now, I have the weight.
Well, because if you don't get fat first, how can you lose all of the fat?
Yeah, there's no goal.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, I'm going to come in, nothing left. I'll be dead.
He's going to bench press me through the ceiling.
Do you want the iPad?
His finger's going to go right through that already incredibly cracked screen.
Yeah. Don't even say it, Mickey. I didn't get it fixed yet.
So weird Christmas tradition. Are you taking it somewhere to get it fixed?
Yeah, there's that one place I dropped or whatever it's called, and they'll fix it for like $50.
You did drop it. We know.
No, I put it in my car, and I slammed the thing closed, and it cracked it.
Yeah, you dropped.
No, I dropped.
Exactly.
No, not you. I.
Right, that's what I said. You.
No. I.
Who's on first? So we got weird Christmas traditions, but stick around for that. We've also got yes or BS.
Other holidays in December.
Ah, so we have already had that conversation.
Well, we started to anyway.
So maybe you gave an answer. Who knows?
Or maybe we'll learn something.
No.
This is very unlikely. A woman canceled her baby shower for reasons. Which we'll get to.
Let's just say her family's not happy.
We're following
There was a lot of mocking.
We're following up on last week's discussion, I suppose, in spirit anyway, on Baby It's Cold Outside.
Ugh.
And we're going to talk about 10 of the weirdest Christmas songs ever released. Do we have these songs?
Yeah.
Do we have lyrics to go along with them?
These songs are from artists you know very well, and you did not know they released a Christmas song.
Mickey.
I'm still here.
Look, she just like leaned back and gave like the world's largest yawn.
It's fine. Everything's good.
Enjoy the show, everyone.
Yeah. She's like a cat when it's like stretched out across one of the forced air heat vents in the
house.
Are
you going to start stretching out your hammies in the back like cats do? They stretch it out. They're like.
Anyways, what are we talking about?
The last thing is door sounds. Yes, the sounds of doors.
And you don't want me to yawn.
You don't understand. Okay. This is the most entertaining thing you'll have, because they sound like other things. They don't sound like doors.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So buckle up for that, because I know
that's worth the whole show.
You're expecting you're going to make me listen to doors. No, you're going to listen to doors and you'll like it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be amazed by it.
These are the things you come to this show for.
Who else is giving you doors?
Three Doors Down is giving you doors, arguably. Well, and the doors right, yeah. We're probably...
Okay, they're giving you... What, the doors are... What, that's two, probably. Three Doors, we are giving you more than both.
We're giving you more than five? Math. In your face, Mickey. You didn't think I could do it. So stick around. All of that nonsense, and probably a little bit more if we can figure out how to add it in, on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
It's the strangest Christmas yet.
So strange.
Strangest Christmas yet. Woo!
There's a song for everything.
There is.
Yep.
Who did that one?
Steve Martin.
Ha!
Really?
Yeah. Terrific. And his band. I can't remember their name.
The Steve Martin Band.
No, it's Steve Martin and the.
Okay, whatever. So we've got strange Christmas traditions was the subject of the most recent listener active that we did on our social media. And it was sprung from this article that Lazy E discovered, which dictates that one out of five families say they have at least one strange Christmas tradition. And this is according to a new survey. And that includes things like the following. Dressing the cat up in a holiday costume.
Why?
A lot of people do that.
I give anybody credit who could somehow wrangle a cat for long enough to get them dressed in anything.
This is true.
Do you know what? I'll be honest. I
because rugby would claw my face to pieces if I tried to do this with them.
When I was with my ex, she got this Christmas coat for Tigger, and we put it on him. He didn't want it off.
Okay.
He loved it because it kept him warm. He's like,
Or it could be one of those things like some spastic animals, right? Like they get like the compression coats or whatever.
Yeah.
That like squeeze them a little bit and it helps calm them the heck down. I don't know if that works or not, but
it does.
Okay.
Have you tried it?
No.
Okay.
Are you saying I need to? Shut up. Number two example here was playing Mario Kart on Christmas morning.
I think that's my friend Ed does something similar. It's like Mario Golf or something like that with his family.
I imagine that one could have sprung from something as simple as, like, for instance, I remember when I first bought, well, I didn't buy it. I got it for Christmas, the N64.
Yeah. Right?
It was my first video game system.
Oh,
and my dad plugged it in, and the first game we popped in and played was Mario Kart. So I could see how that would, like, maybe somebody went through something similar.
And then it just became ongoing.
Exactly. Became a Christmas tradition. Like, oh, well, you know, we did it last year. This year, you know, maybe you do it again. Who knows?
Yeah.
Traditions in a couple of weird places. Another example, giving each other ugly ornaments.
Okay. That could be fun.
There's this person. And I promised them it would be anonymous.
So it's a person.
It's anonymous. This person. No one I'm related to.
Definitely not your fiance.
No. No one in my fiance's family, her, or anything.
He's going to like whittle it down until we figure out who it is.
Yeah.
Put it this way.
It's murderer.
This one over here. No. So they have this ornament. And every Christmas, this person hides it on their significant other, and he has to find it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now the person's a he.
Wow. Mickey's going to get to the bottom of this mystery.
Did I say that person told me, or did the significant other? And that could be a he, too.
This is true. Okay, anyways, go ahead, keep going.
Anyways, the ornament is an African-American Santa.
Now,
why?
I would like to know why you thought this person on here says ugly ornament.
No,
why
no.
He drew that conclusion.
No, it wasn't that it was ugly.
His mind went there.
Ornament.
Ornament is what got me.
Mm-hmm.
You're the racist for thinking that way. I didn't even think that.
Your mind went there.
Your mind
You're
went
the one
to the subject.
You brought up the story.
I just said
I, all I said was ugly ornament. He's like, let me tell you this story.
I said about an ornament.
Mm-hmm.
Then you immediately went, well, he must have meant ugly. You're the racist.
No, that's not how that works.
Okay, keep going.
Regardless, go ahead.
I would have said, does anybody have any stories?
Do you know what? Speaking of ornaments also, my I think it's Ed. His mom always gets him an ornament every Christmas.
My brain went like in 50 different directions as you were saying that sentence, and I wasn't quite sure where it was going.
Do we need to bleep this out? Do we need to bleep this out?
I had like a million nightmare scenarios roll through my mind all at the same time.
Proof.
It was like an avalanche of horror.
Proof whose head is in the wrong place.
Yeah.
I never claim to have my head in the right place. I'm just not racist like you. So, number four. I don't know if this is strange. I imagine a lot of people probably do this. Camping out in the living room on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, I've heard of that a lot.
But it's like a thing, like, you know, when you're a kid, you want to catch Santa Claus delivering the presents, so you camp out in the living room.
And they also do it because, like, there's Christmas movies on all night, Christmas stories on 24/7, so
okay.
You sit there, you drink some hot chocolate, and then you just fall asleep.
Yeah, right. Or, like I'm saying, like, you know, you want to sit up, You want to hear the reindeer. You want to see Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So, like, you camp out in the living room. And then, like, as you grow older, you just keep doing it because it's just the thing to do. You know, you got used to doing it. So,
and then you learn to live on the couch and you never leave your parents' house. Yeah, okay.
Wow, you took that in a completely different direction than that should have went.
A little too close to home for some people, I'm sure.
Yeah, who knows?
That's Mickey at afreakaccident.com. Take up your complaints there. Watching horror movies on Christmas Day is the last one. That one admittedly is weird.
That's a little odd.
Those are all the Halloween
horror movies, it specifically
that
says.
Like, I know, but they can't like live without the Halloween. They just keep
those
going.
People are weird. I don't understand.
I think that was all spawned because the Nightmare Before Christmas.
Possibly.
That's probably
clever.
Where that tradition
yeah,
started.
More than likely that would make sense. So we asked you, the listening audience, on our social media, which is another reason why you should be following us on social media. Yeah. Go to afreakaccent.com, click connect. You'll figure it out. But we asked, what is your strange Christmas tradition? Hold on. Ugh.
That was just strange.
Yeah. Had to snort some boogs.
Well, I got some dry ones because I was sick a couple days ago.
Everybody's been sick.
Yeah, stay away from me. Go away.
All right.
Get out of here.
So, Kiri says, my mom's side of the family always opened a present on Christmas Eve. It was always a new set of PJs and a movie to watch before bed. So that's sweet. You know, that seems like a kind of thing that would be a running thing. I don't know if it's necessarily strange.
Well, it could be strange for other people because it's always pajamas.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's a useful gift.
Hello Nurse's family does the one present on Christmas Eve thing. I think a lot of people do
that.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people do that.
I never wanted to do that. Even as a little kid, I was always like, I just want to get it on Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it's like enough to kind of, when you're a kid,
you go to sleep.
You're so excited. You know what I mean? Like, it just whets the appetite just a little bit.
Go ahead. Keep going.
I thought you were going somewhere
else. Yeah, so did I.
Oh, you had the avalanche of horror that
yeah,
time.
Yeah, yeah.
Joe says, listen to a Twisted Sister Christmas CD all day. Did they make one
of
those?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm horrified. Again.
It's actually pretty entertaining.
My mind is just filled with constant ski slopes with skiers buried up to their necks in terror. Terror and mayhem.
That's Twisted Sister.
Fair enough. Will says, I tell mall Santas that they sit on a throne of lies.
Oh.
Elf.
Elf.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's still, that's a great line. You sit on a throne of lies.
Proofreader, that's one of the first things she's ever said to me.
Really?
You sit on a throne of lies!
Jess said, we have a Christmas lasagna every year at my mom's. My grandma started this tradition because she was tired of turkey.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
But that is a weird, but awesome story behind it.
Yeah. I don't know. Strange. Unique, maybe?
Well, that's strange, unique. It's kind of a fine line.
I suppose. I usually think strange as being, like,
but
odd.
No,
you know what
but
I mean? Not quite right.
I think that's what they meant by this article, because if you saw, they said they played N64. They did all that. They're kind of all, like, unique,
I
not
guess,
strange.
I would think unique is a better descriptor than strange, because
yeah.
I think of strange as, like, odd, not quite right. Not all
not
there.
Quote-unquote normal.
Right.
We hang a bloody heart from the tree.
Right. Something weird or creepy or stupid. You drop that again and crack it further. It's going to be bad news bears
My
for
knee
us.
My knees shook like I had the leg shakes.
Lori says, having Christmas on another day, and then tagged someone. So then we followed up with, is there a story behind this? And they said, coming from a family of drug addicts and alcoholics, Christmas was often ruined. Therefore, we'd have it again on another day.
Ah, okay.
Well, I was expecting a nice, friendly story to that. That is kind of sad. I feel sorry for them.
Our listeners, you can't ask them for nice and friendly. They are a dark, twisted group.
I wonder why.
But you know, yeah, it's like-minded.
Yeah, well, to be able to withstand an hour of this content every single week, you've got to be a little bit damaged.
Just a little.
You've got to be strange. Literally.
This could be your new strange tradition. Listen to us.
There you go.
Listen to
the best of that we're going to have that week. Yeah. Mike says, my parents used to serve a dish called macaroni loaf. It was a macaroni dish cooked in a special loaf pan wrapped in cheesecloth and served like a loaf with a secret sauce. After years, we learned that the sauce was just ketchup. The dish has died with them. Sounds
I
mean, morbid.
Hey, man, like, can you just send me that recipe? Because it still sounds damn good.
And then someone who I'm assuming is related to him said, at least we gave up the sea lime congealed salad before you joined the family.
Wow, that family has some weird taste.
Yeah,
I could almost taste that.
Yeah.
Just saying it, that's one of those words where you say it and you taste it while you're saying it.
Sea lime makes
congealed
me think.
Congealed salad. Gah.
Sea lime congealed salad reminds me that it seems like it's going to be tart and salty.
Probably.
I need to go lick the ground again to get the taste out of my mouth. Holly says, I always make sure that. Holly. Very festive of you.
Holly.
So Holly Jolly says, I always make sure there is a present to open the day after because that's my birthday. That had to suck growing up.
Yep.
You were constantly second fiddle to everybody else on Christmas.
And that's probably where she got it. She's probably like, I'm not going to get any presents.
Yeah, they mushed them all together.
And then Travis says, I hand out steaming corn dogs in Walmart parking lots. I haven't started the tradition yet, but I'm going to. I like that. It's weird. That is strange. I don't understand it, but go for it.
Tell
Why
me
not?
Where you're going to be when you do that. I'll come get that.
Hey, if it's free, man, I'll come grab a corn dog off you. Are you kidding me?
It's corn dog.
Hashtag Christmas corn dog. Get it trending.
Christmas corn dog. I love it.
So if you'd like to interject, if you've got a weird, strange tradition or just something that's unique that you want to share, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Got no problem revisiting this as we head toward the holiday season. Absolutely. Up next, the holiday fun continues with Yes or BS, with holidays in December besides Christmas.
Reasons to listen to A Freak Accident.
We always go above and beyond in serving our community.
The fact that it's court-ordered is irrelevant.
Ho, 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 hello! I'm Lazy Mick E with another rousing edition of
Yes or BS!
Thanks for the help, Mickey. You just ruined the fun. The music's done.
Will you get in the holiday spirit and wake up? Wake up!
I'm going to stick with being the Grinch, thanks.
It's simple. They need to shut up, and I give you a statement, and you have to tell me if yes, it's true, or no, it's total BS. And while you play at home, we've got these contestants in studio playing against you.
We should change it to DS. Deer. Instead of bull. Because Christmas.
I wish for DS, Deer Silence. The first contestant is the living version of Silent Night, Mickey.
Yep.
She ain't holy.
And baby, it's cold inside this man's heart, Crisco.
Absolutely right, 100%.
There's a lot of ways I could have took that.
I was worried, actually, for a second there. Again, yeah. Avalanche, dead skiers, terrible.
Today, you're playing for an awesomely outrageous prize. You ready for it? The awesomely outrageous prize?
Yes.
Mickey?
Sure.
It's the tinsel that I found in my cat's litter box.
That's not tinsel.
I thought you were going to say in his butt.
Oh, no, it was tinsel. Mm-hmm. It became extra. It's vintage tinsel.
Okay. Vinsel.
Yeah. Poople.
I loved him in the Fast and Furious movie. Vinsel Diesel.
Not even mad about that. I'm all good with that. Now Hanukkah ended and Christmas is less than 2 weeks away, but the topic this week isn't about either of them, but rather other holidays celebrated in December that you didn't know about.
Apparently there's more than one other one, so I'm looking forward to finding out.
Yeah. We flipped an elf in the back and human resources got mad. You're not allowed to do that.
I thought you were going
to
say he landed on the shelf.
Mickey's going first. Now I'm mad.
He missed a good joke.
He did.
No, I didn't miss it. I caught it. I caught it
and
right.
He devoured it.
Yeah, I caught it. Got it right in my head. Mickey!
Yep.
Is.
Low flying plane. Hang on.
I know. What? We have fans up in the skies. That's right. Is International Ninja Day a holiday in December? Yes or BS?
I'm going to go with yes.
If it was, you would never know because ninja. But I'll say yes.
It was last Wednesday. It's been around since 2003. You're supposed to celebrate it by dressing up as a ninja or signing up for martial arts classes.
But again, it's not very ninja because we know when it is. You guys are failing.
Yeah.
You know, you're saying ninja. I like Nunya. Nunya talking. This one's great. Kritzko.
Yo.
Is this a December holiday? National Ding-a-ling Day.
Oh, boy.
I hope so, so I'm going to say yes.
I'm going to go with yes.
What is it?
It's December 12th. It's been around since 1972. The ding-a-ling part refers to a ringing phone. You're supposed to call someone you haven't talked to in a while.
So today...
1972 apparently didn't have the same meanings.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling. Ring-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm going to ring-a-ling-a-ling your neck. Mickey!
Uh-huh. Well, he's losing
this,
it.
This is probably one you celebrated a lot in your life.
Uh-oh.
Is this a December holiday? National Kiss Yourself Under the Mistletoe Day.
Sure, yes.
I assume it would have to be.
Nope, made it up.
I'm going to do it anyway. And I'm going to do it old school style, like when you turn
the
around.
Hands. Yeah.
That was so much easier in my life before I got fat. Because now it's like, oh, and then I get cramps doing it. It's
you
like,
can't even wrap your own arms around yourself anymore.
No, I can't even give myself a hug. Oh. Well, this depression.
He could do that baby cradle thing, though, there that Meghan go, Markle yep. was doing.
This depression and game show does have a sponsor. And that sponsor is Global Warming. I'm not having any grandkids, and daddy, it's getting cold, so bring it on.
Terrific.
We having fun?
I am.
Good. There's two more questions left.
Oh, thank God.
Lit.
Yeah, like a Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Crisco, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Is it answer the phone and pretend you're Santa Day? Did they ever have that in December, or does it get celebrated in December?
I'm going to say no on that one.
I'm going to go with yes.
Mickey? You're wrong. It's not real.
Oh, wow.
But there is an even dumber holiday that is real. December 18th is Answer the Telephone Like Buddy the Elf Day. It's in the Elf movie. You know, Will Ferrell. This year is what
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
And there you go. You're supposed to do that on December 18th.
Okay.
There you go.
Not going to happen.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to call you. Dude, you do it. Just keep calling.
Just keep calling over and over and over again.
Oh, I'm doing it. That's National Bug Mickey on the Phone Day.
Recorded on the air.
And if you want to call Mickey, call her up at 570. Uh-huh. Your face. There was a moment there was blinking.
But then she realized nobody knows phone numbers anymore. No. I'm probably safe.
You got it.
Yeah, I never saved her number. I just talked through that Google chat thing, and that's enough for me. All right. We're on our final question.
Yay. It's almost over.
The greatest gift of all.
Is more.
Right.
I'll just come up with more.
No, please don't.
Pretend holidays, whatever. I can just say they're yes or BS.
Look at her. She's so angry.
What was that? I saw right up your nose. You got to blow it.
So, you know how some people get hangry? She gets crazy. Tired crazy. Crazy. You're so crazy.
Broke Mickey over here.
No, you're Mickey. Mickey.
Yeah. What are you having a personality problem? You're bugging Mickey. No, she isn't. Ah,
told you, tired, crazy, crazy. It's a thing.
Okay. Can we get this over with?
You're like a crazy cat lady with more dogs. Whose turn is it?
I think it's Mickey, or is it Mickey? I don't know.
We flipped the coin and we realized she needed therapy. Okay, Crisco, you're going first because I can't talk.
Thank God.
Okay. The final question.
God, my pop filter stinks.
You stink, shut up!
Gotta get some Lysol in here. Okay.
Oh, are you gonna Lysol or Lysum?
Probably all. All
right. Number five.
Is five gold. Sorry. Din rings.
You got six fingers of fist.
There's definitely five fingers on the fist. Math, hard. I get it. We've been six there. We figured it out. Okay.
That's how mad I am right now.
Yeah.
Is National Cat Herders Day a actual holiday in December?
I imagine it's a holiday. Whether or not it's in December, I'm not sure, but I'm going to go with yes.
Yeah, it's probably a holiday.
It's December 15th, but it's not about honoring professional cat herders. Because
that's a thing.
It can't be because it's an impossible task.
But it's not a job. When something's hard to coordinate or manage, we say it's like herding cats. So Cat Herders Day is all about respecting people who have to do that all the time, including parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense.
Your cat.
Right.
So the winner of the game, you want to know?
I know it was me, if we're going by old school rules.
Real rules.
Yeah.
The winner and sole champion of this holiday treat
was the elf that you flipped in the back.
Because he didn't have to be on this.
Uh-huh.
Right. Yeah, I know. I know your jokes too well. It's always the same.
It's Blitzen.
Yeah.
Terrific. Happy holidays. What a load of DS.
Check out our podcast archive where you can hear every episode we've ever recorded, including all the old ones. Or if you're an Alzheimer's patient, all the new ones.
You remember it, right?
Yes.
Podcast.afreakaccident.com.
Like your name.
Hey!
Wow, I like your name. Why do you think kids are all ADD at songs like this?
Oh my god.
Why is there that a crying
Mickey,
baby?
Mickey, stop. You'll get to go home eventually.
But I want to go home now.
We know. Okay. A woman has canceled her baby shower for a strange reason.
Yeah.
Because her family mocked her choice of the baby's name. As long as it's not Absidy, it's fine.
What?
That was that kid with the Southwest Airlines, right? Or was it American Airlines?
I don't know.
You didn't hear that news story? It was like a week or two ago. They had to issue, the airline had to issue an apology because apparently this mother accused them of mocking her kid's name. Because her kid's name was A, B, C, D, E.
Oh, that's right. I did see that.
But it was apparently pronounced Absidy, even though there's a couple missing vowels from that.
No, actually, yeah. If you said them all together, it would be Absidy.
Or Absidy.
It depends on where you put the
Or A, B, C, D.
Or just spell it regularly.
Or just give them a name like, I don't know, Jill. That's fine. That works too. Jillian.
But this name,
perfectly normal, acceptable name.
This name has to be bad if your family mocks you.
Apparently. Now this is we have this was the Facebook post from where this was announced.
Oh, yay, Facebook.
Yeah, I know. We never have anything ridiculous come out of these kinds of situations.
They're the best situations.
Somebody pointed out, like, at the comic book store today, you know how whenever, like, there'll be one of those movies or TV shows or whatever, when somebody gains the ability to read people's thoughts. Yes. When they gain the ability to read people's thoughts and, like, they hear other people thinking of just, like, horrible, vile stuff and you realize, oh, my God, like, everybody's twisted and insane. That's Facebook.
You got it.
Yeah.
It's literally you're reading other people's thoughts because everybody thinks it's a good idea to just spew the diarrhea of your mind out onto the internet. Shut up, everybody, is what I'm saying. And listen to a freak accident.
Yeah.
Let our diarrhea is better than your diarrhea.
That's our new tagline.
Done. After a stupid matter of brain, our diarrhea is better than your diarrhea. We do have the mega colon, so I would argue that is an objectively true statement that I made as well.
We have scientific fact.
Anyway, Facebook and this story. Baby shower canceled for naming reasons. This was the post. Dear members of the Squire Sebastian Senator Baby Shower.
You just heard that.
What?
The name is Squire's.
I jokingly called you Squire earlier in the night.
It's called Squire
when you Senator. Were carrying my sword upstairs. That is not an allegory for something else.
Yeah, he wasn't being like phallic or anything.
I have a really important announcement.
A short sword.
I have a really important announcement to make. It brings me pain to have to tell you this.
Did you go back to that name again?
Yeah, Squire Sebastian Senator.
Okay, just wanted to go over that again.
Is the last name in there? Is Senator the last name?
No, I think that's just his full, like, first, middle, middle.
There's no reason anybody needs 15 names.
But
first, last, done.
She'll explain it all.
You don't even need a middle. Mickey only has one name. It's just Mickey. That's all.
Yeah. Works for me.
Yeah. I have a really important announcement to make. It brings me pain to have to tell you this, but I am canceling the event. I will text you soon if you're invited to my smaller, more inclusive party. At least have no one will judge me. At least here, no one will judge me. Why? Why am I doing this? Because y'all, we know where this came from.
Yep.
Because y'all have been talking crap about my unborn baby and unborn child. You notice how I'm going more and more southern as time goes on? Yeah. An unborn child. How dare you judge an unborn child? What is wrong with you? That's how I imagine this lady.
Oh,
sound.
She's definitely.
To say this frankly, my friends and family have treated me like total crap. They've spread rumors and lies about my child. No, I am not crazy. No, I am not mentally unstable.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Is today opposite day?
Yeah.
Because no means yes in this instance, lady.
Yeah.
No, I was not drunk when I named my child. His name is Squire Sebastian Senator. No. That is that. Okay. You cannot force me to change his name. This is the name I was meant to give him.
Why?
I guarantee a fortune teller factors into this somehow. There's always a fortune teller in these kinds of things.
This
have you realized
is,
that?
With this story, y'all and everything, this is a carny.
Okay.
A
maybe.
Carny clown, maybe?
Well, fortune tellers are in the carnival.
No.
That makes perfect sense.
Palm reader.
Well, same thing.
No, they're different. There's a different... There's a certain level of crazy, like, you have to go up.
Okay.
Palm reader, you're just starting.
Is that, like, high-class crazy?
Like, that's, like, you're starting
the crazy. Oh, that's low-class crazy, okay.
But then you move up to fortune teller.
I thought, I was thinking, like, cow plop is probably, like, you know.
Cow plop, you're just, we don't need to go on what you are then.
No, this is not his full name. Sebastian, or Squire Sebastian Senator is only his first name. No, lady, that's three names. So that's his first, middle, and second middle.
Well, maybe they have hyphenated.
This is how it will be. He will not be allowed to have a nickname. You're not going to prevent that from happening.
You don't decide that.
Yeah, no.
When a kid grows up, they get a nickname.
You know, I can already tell you, he's going to be called SOS because people are going to be calling him SSS, and that's going to turn into SOS.
Yep.
Yeah.
Somebody help me, God, please.
No
make
one's
going
to talk to him.
Well, that probably too. He has to be called by his full and complete first name. I never knew my family could be so judgmental. We come from a long-lasting family of both squires and senators. If you look back at our family tree, the survival of this clan is literally rooted in squiredom. We are all related to senators too. This name conveys power, it conveys wealth, it conveys success.
So they didn't name me Lazy Coal Rock because that's what my family worked in.
Yeah, coal miner. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd be a Crisco bootlegger.
What would you be?
I have no idea. A potato.
Mickey Potato.
Your name. That's your name from now on anyway.
Mickey Potato.
And the potato, Mickey.
She's got her eyes on you.
My baby's name will be a revolution. It will push people to question everything. I am questioning everything.
You know, she said clan and then she said revolution. She's starting to sound like a neo-Nazi.
I am, right, and that's what I'm saying. Like, I am questioning a lot of things right now, admittedly. So she's at least part right. Where did I end up? Okay. Why name your baby boring and overused names like Joshua, Brian, Sam, Nick, Mark, Bella, Marina, etc. when you can name it something special?
Wait. Marina?
Yeah, it's a name.
But that's not a popular name. She goes, Josh, John, Marina.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know.
It's Squire Sebastian Senator will live a powerful, wholesome life. His confidence will not diminish simply because his name is out of the ordinary. Instead, he will be extraordinary. Blank you all. Fake ass family. You won't get to be a part of my baby's life. And it's all because you had to judge him.
Okay, so
now he's going to judge you because I also added judge to his name. His name is now Squire Sebastian Senator Judge.
So she
the Honorable Squire Sebastian Senator Judge Esquire MD PhD Smith.
So she thinks he's going to have a powerful job because of his name. Let's take an odds on what do you think he'll be, Crisco? Squire Sebastian Senator.
Oh, he's going to be a truck driver. That's going to happen. Not that there's anything wrong with truck drivers. Love truck drivers. Probably listening to this podcast now.
What's the name again?
Squire Sebastian Senator.
All right, Mickey. Squire Sebastian Senator.
I was going to go with a mechanic.
No. Squire Sebastian Senator is going to do one of two things. This is at least in my mind.
Kill himself.
No. He's going... Well,
kid, you will do that if you know what's good for you.
He is going to work at either A... as a full-time person at a Ren Faire, or B, he is going to be one of those Civil War reenactment people. They're interchangeable.
Okay. But, so he's basically going to be a LARPer, is what you're saying.
But, like, one of those people that think it's real when it's happening.
Okay.
Like those Civil War people that try to change it.
That's LARPing.
I still think...
No, but, like...
Yeah.
Is that what Civil... What they call it?
Live action role-playing.
Well, no, I know that, but they think that they could change the outcome.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Really, the South will win this time, I swear it.
It's like, no, you're playing with play guns.
Yeah,
nobody's winning anything. You're all going to go home after this is over and continue to live your lives. Except for him, I still say suicide is probably the best route for you.
Not because, the best time to be saying
because,
this.
Because, kid, you don't want to live any longer with that woman as your mother than you absolutely have to.
Did you find the button?
No. I just
no, he was just bowing his head in silence as he allowed me to just go on with my thought.
I just let him do his thing.
Okay.
I still maintain, I stand by what I said.
No, that's not a nice thing to
escape
say.
Escape from your mother as soon as possible.
At a freak accident.
Escape from your mother as soon as possible, Squire Sebastian Simulation,
say,
whatever your name is.
Here's what's really going to
happen. Escape by whatever means necessary.
Here's what's going to happen. The kid's going to turn 18. He's going to change his name.
To Joe.
Although Squire might work.
Squaw.
Because you'd say you got it from a guitar or something like that.
Yeah.
Something like
that. I don't think anybody wants to be named after Fender.
Oh, here comes the elitist musician. I just was
saying.
So we are running low on time. We will have time to get to one of our final two promoted segments. Which one do you want to hit? 10 of the weirdest Christmas songs or The Doors?
The Doors.
We're going to do Doors. And we'll Matt Damon the other one until next week.
Next week is leading right into Christmas.
So it's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a Christmas miracle. So Doors next on A Freak Accident.
The early bird catches the worm. But the early worm gets ruthlessly devoured by a gigantic superior predator. Maybe we'll just sleep in today. This is a freak accident.
You can open them up, close them again. Keep them ajar if you're expecting a friend. Oh, what a drafty world this would be without doors, doors, doors.
You could just picture Ian listening right now and having, like, Vietnam PTSD flashbacks.
Yeah.
He's just screaming on his way to work right now. Ah!
Listen to our last best of, like, 2 weeks ago. It's worth it.
Ian, let us know how you're doing, okay? Let us know where we could write the get well cards, all right? You can tweet at us. It'll be fine. Doors, what a miracle.
It all started out because this guy on Twitter, he opened up his door. And it sounded like this. Mickey, you already know the answer, Crisco.
Yes.
So, Mickey, tell me what this sound... You might not get it because it's... I'll give you a clue. It's a movie.
Okay.
Right? So, listen.
Ow.
Do you know what that sounds like?
Like it needs WD-40 in the hinges?
All right. Now, when I put it with this, you might get it. Jurassic Park.
Really? Really badly played, but sure.
What?
Oh,
See, these are the kinds of things that I love the internet for.
By the way,
this is why the internet was made.
All these videos will be up at freakaccent.com. All this audio and everything.
So it started with this one guy, right?
And then, well, I think these existed before then, but then searches started happening. Because, like, what I did is I saw that and it was, like, a common search for, like, door. There's not many door sounds videos. So they started having more. This one, I think you'll, well, I know you'll get, but Mickey, I think you'll actually get this one.
Another Jurassic Park.
No! Chewbacca!
Chewbacca.
Oh my god! You half wonder if, like, so it's Peter Mayhew actually making those noises, though, right? So I was gonna say, if it was a Foley artist, that maybe they just found this cabinet and they're just opening and closing the door a bunch of times.
That's great. And then to keep on the Star Wars theme.
I've heard this next one too.
This is great. Now, this is a sliding door, like when you're at a airport or something like that.
Okay.
All right. And how does R2-D2 sound?
Because he sounded like he was playing the part of the Jawa in that. He was playing the part of the Jawa in that scene. Deep cuts, yo. All right.
Well, that was that part of pop culture. Movies. Let's get the music.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Is this like the singing donkey from a couple weeks ago where somebody put it over a Welcome to the Jungle? Remember that?
The donkey. The goat scream you're talking about.
No, no. It was a singing donkey in Scotland or something. Like with the donkey hee-haws, it sounds like it's going,
oh. I did see that. Yeah.
But they superimposed it over the intro to Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh, jeez.
I heard that. I was crying.
Yeah. So we all know who Miles Davis is.
Yeah.
You ever hear the song Bitches Brew?
Possibly.
Okay. We'll start with The Door. That's The Door. Here's Bitches Brew. So, just so we can really get it.
It does. It
together. Who would have thought so much fun could come from doors?
I love the little upturn at the end.
Mickey.
Yep.
This is going to be all up to you.
Oh, no.
You're going to guess this one.
That's terrible.
I have confidence in you.
Yeah, you're, yep.
What was that?
What?
Yep.
Yep.
What?
What?
Yep.
What? All right, you ready?
Her speech is failing the more tired she becomes.
Yep.
She's
becoming a Muppet.
Yeah, she's going to get pulled over on the way home. The cops going to be like, you know how fast you're going? Yep.
Lady arrested for possible LSD.
Find a door or somebody out there that sounds like Mickey doing these noises.
Ready? Mickey.
Jaws.
Yep. I just love so great.
Is that all the ones we have?
Yeah. It's so great.
What does the door that leads into the studio here sound like? It doesn't really sound like any.
A door.
Yeah.
Wait. Hang on.
Does
let me
not
try.
Squeak or drag across the floor.
I think if you open it slower, it sounds like something.
know where you are. You're in the jungle.
Wow, that's crazy.
My bedroom door, when you open it at a certain speed, I swear it sounds like a cat meowing. So I always think it's one of my cats, like, you know, with their tail caught in the...
My bathroom door actually sounds like my one cat always, when I come in, he goes, ah! Like, he just screams. So when I open the door, it goes, ee! And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, right. You can make them sing to each other.
He probably thinks it's a mating call, like, who's this?
If you have any examples of anything weird, noises, stuff that you encounter in real life that you think sounds like something, email it to us, share it with us. We'll throw it out there on the internet into this conversation.
Yeah, freaks at afreakaccident.com. Also, head to our website, afreakaccident.com, because you can see all of these videos of the door sounds.
Hilarious. Yeah, share it with your friends. They'll love it. Mickey, in your tired stupidity, stupor, I'm sorry, go ahead and tell the listener what they need to do.
Oh, my God. Your tired stupidity.
Go to the website, afreakaccident.com.
I was still right, though.
You're tired. Stupidity.
Not wrong. Click on the menu tab.
What?
Click on the menu tab.
No.
The menu tab?
Menu tab. That's not even a thing. Click connect on the menu bar.
Whatever. Same
She's
thing.
She's thinking back tabs. That's like, that was the old website with the old show.
Oh, yeah.
She's time traveling. What year is it? She's time traveling as she's getting more and more sleepy.
Okay.
So.
Oh, yeah.
Click connect.
Oh, yeah. Connect on the menu bar.
What's there?
Stuff.
Yeah. Like, specifically what stuff?
Archives of the podcast.
No, that's not. No. God almighty.
Just so people don't get confused. Do you want me to just say it?
Yeah.
Click the connect tab on the menu bar, and you could get to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram,
you know, Mickey,
any of that.
Things where they can connect with us, like social media.
Now, if you hit the podcast section at afreakaccident.com, all our episodes are there.
The podcast archive is in where the podcast button is. Does that make sense?
You know what? If
no, not really, because everybody is listening to us already, so therefore we're giving them lousy directions.
Click sandwich, and there's a picture of Mickey that says, what the hell happened?
Please make that. No, but they...
Why a sandwich?
Let's just say...
You're making stuff up. You're saying things that don't make any sense.
Let's just say you're lazy. If you go on Facebook and just search...
You're lazy.
If you just go...
And you're a woman, so sandwich.
Whoa! Whoa! No, but a freak accident. If you just look up a freak accident on Facebook, search it, you'll find us. We're right there. We have the gas mask.
Can I just say? I'm sorry.
Transition?
No, no. That guy. Last week, Mickey wasn't on the show because she's like, oh, I got stuck working in the kitchen. And Lazy E goes, oh, well, you're the only female on the show, so of course.
That's twice in a row.
Yep.
At least you can laugh about it. So, no, you're absolutely right, though. Absolutely right about all of that. And also make sure, if you enjoyed the show, to subscribe wherever it is that you download podcasts, whether it's on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Spotify. Pandora's getting podcasts now, too. Podcasts are everywhere. So find a place that works for you and subscribe to A Freak Accident there. Leave us a good review. The more subscribers and reviews that we get, the more clout we have and the cooler
also,
stuff we can pull off.
Also, really important thing, share the show.
Yeah. Yeah, share it with your friends, your family.
Just even our Facebook page. Just share it with them. We'll get to them.
Or if you hated it, share it with your enemies. So punish them that way.
Either way, share it.
Yeah, share the show. That'd be great. Next week, obviously, is going to be our last new show of 2018. Yeah. Big deal. Because we take the last 2 weeks / first week of the new year off.
Well, they're best of shows, but yeah, they're still a show.
Right, they're still a show, but we take it off. We don't do new content for Christmas and New Year's, you know, so you're going to be without us for a couple weeks. So last new show of the year next week, we will have the 10 weirdest Christmas songs ever released, and going off of that, finish the lyric, the Christmas songs edition.
Oh, it's going to be Christmas.
So Mickey, warm up those pipes. La 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 la.
Oh!
So thank you for listening to this episode of the show. We hope you enjoyed it. We will catch you again soon. Mickey, for the love of God, get some sleep. For a freak accident, I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy E.
No one's going to the party.
We are. We're going to have a real good time.
And I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you.
You might think you have it all figured out.
Until a freak accident happens.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.